I'll start by asking you some questions and tell me if they resonate with you. Do you feel like you think too much about what is yet to happen or what is already happening, all the decisions in the past, all the decisions that you have to take now within the next day or the next month? Do you feel anxious that too many things are happening all at once? Do you feel like can't do all that stuff all at once? And have you felt anxious, had nervousness? How will I control all of this? Sometimes even when you have success in some of the things, like something really good happened, and the first thought that popped in your head was, oh, how will I manage that? So all of these are very, very natural and human experiences to life in itself. We feel and experience all these responses or reactions or emotions, this nervousness, anxiety, this self-doubt, overthinking, going in a spiral, thinking, why did I do this? Why did I not do this? I could have done that. I could have said that. All of these. When we are consumed by all of these emotions and all of these behaviors, what happens is we do not allow ourselves to experience the life to its fullest. If we are too consumed with all these behaviors, we may not have the space or capacity to experience goodness, to experience kindness, to see the good in the world, to experience love that's around you. Time is a finite gift. Time is a finite gift. So if you're choosing to overthink, or for now, let's say you're not choosing, for now, let's say if you're overthinking too much, if you're doubting yourself too much, if you're going into that, I want to control this, I want them to feel this about me. I want them to feel proud of me. I want them to feel jealous of me. All of that. We want others to have certain feelings about us. So, when all of that is happening in your life, there is zero space for some goodness to happen, for you to experience life to its with its full colors, right? And also, it's not very peaceful. When you are having so many doubts in your head, so much overthinking, so much nervousness, and so much like, I want to control this. Why did my parents did not say this? Why my, sister or brother did not say this? Why did my cousin do it this way? Why not that way? So when all of those calculations are moving in your head, you don't have enough peace or happiness or space to feel any positive emotion at all. Right. And I see that as a repeating pattern in my coaching. Whenever I help somebody become peaceful, or when somebody works with me to grow their career, when they work to improve their relationship, to start dating, in all these different areas of life, a very common pattern is that we are trying to control too many things and we become overwhelmed and we doubt ourselves. We think a little too much. We calculate everything. We try to control all the stuff that's happening. So I wanted to talk about how can we surrender? How can we let go of this control? Is that even a possibility? So understanding that life is flowing anyway. So even if you do not take control or try taking control, it will still happen. And that does not mean life is meant to live passively. You will actively co-create whatever will happen in your life. You have created whatever is happening in your life right now. If it's really great, or even if it's really bad, if you have such a great confidence in your life, or you have super low confidence, whatever it is for you have created it. And you have the power to change who you are going to be in 2025. You have 100% power to change all of your circumstances in the next couple of years. So how do we learn how to let go of this control? How to feel more relaxed and calm? How to move on? And how to be present in this moment? So not letting go would mean you're holding tightly to something that has happened in the past. Imagine there is a rope that you're just, maybe there is a dumbbell that you're carrying from the past. It's heavy and you can drop it. How do we do that? In theory, all of us know that, okay, we need to drop some things. How do we do that in practice, in reality? First things first, not going to happen in one day. If you have learned to do something for the last 20 years, I don't think it's fair to expect that it will go away in 20 minutes, right? Something that you learned in 20 years, it might take a couple of months. So in this, in the next couple of minutes, I would want to share what are the next steps you can do? What are the steps that you can take as a starter? Because it's going to be a journey, but the journey will only start when you take the first few steps, right? So starting with, how about we focus on the small steps? What's the next immediate step I need to do? What's the smallest possible action I need to take? So whenever you feel overwhelmed, whenever you feel that life is too much, I want to give up the control, I want to let go of this trying to control, I want to surrender, the very first thing I invite you to look into is, how about I only focus on what can I do here and what's the smallest possible action that I can take? So for example, let's say your health is not going well and all sort of things are happening. Maybe you're diagnosed with some disease, or maybe you are suddenly overweight and your clothes don't fit you, all of that. So asking yourself, what's the smallest possible action I can take? Maybe I can start eating healthier, maybe a little bit. Maybe I can have some fruits daily. Maybe I can have salads daily. Maybe I can start going for a walk. Maybe I can start by doing push-ups every day. I don't know. What's the smallest possible action for you? An action that will help you get closer to the goal you want to go, that you want to achieve. So think about bigger dreams and smaller actions, bigger dreams and smaller plans, smaller action steps. Okay. The second point, how to surrender and let go, is pause and slow down. So how do you do that? Literally, how do you do that is by taking a couple of deep breaths and learning to meditate, learning to dissociate from what's happening and be a witness to, oh, all of this is happening right now. So learning to pause in whatever you're doing, wherever you are, pause and slow down. There's a popular quote called slow down to speed up. And if you watch that Spider-Man movie, so you know that a very popular scene from Spider-Man, the previous ones, is when the Spider-Man is in the canteen and there's a character who has a tray full of food items, and the tray suddenly falls down. And because the Spider-Man has that power of slowing down, so for him, the time slows down. So see, this is 1 second for us. For Spider-Man, that's probably like 10 seconds. So he has that power to collect himself and collect all those like falling items, right? So that's what happens when we slow down. So when you slow down, when you take some distance from what's happening, you dissociate yourself, and it's happening in front of your eyes now. So you can measure, you can reflect, you can see it more clearly what's happening. You can take your time, and even while taking your time, you can make a better decision in a more overall quick way. Okay, the third point, develop a center of groundedness, a place where you can come back to again and again. And this place could be a Physical space, maybe I remember in my college days. So I live in Chandigarh, India. There's a beautiful artificial lake here, Sukhna Lake. So whenever I would feel not so great in my college days, I remember I would simply go there. It was a couple of kilometers away. So I would, use a cab or something. Or even later, a couple of years later, I remember I when I was working full time, and I had whenever I would have some bad days, I remember it was 4 kilometers from there, from my living place at that point, and I would simply jog till there, and that was my safe, happy, grounded place, literally speaking, physically speaking. Otherwise, reconnect with some of your memories that shows you that it's safe to be here. So develop a center of groundedness. And the fourth point, make surrender your lifestyle. The first 3 points are more into if you're in a crisis, slow down, slow down. This is how you get started. This is how you learn to surrender and let go. And eventually having a goal in your life, an aim in your mind that surrender is going to be my lifestyle. And how does surrender as a lifestyle look like? A lot of self-talk around, I don't know, we'll see. So these two sentences, befriend these two sentences. I don't know. I don't know. And then we'll see. I don't know, we'll see. Whenever something new happens, whenever some painful incident happens, oh, I don't know. We'll see. Right? Learning how to give up control and having that trust and faith in yourself that things will work out. Things will work out. Things usually work out for me. So, how can we create the surrender and letting go as a matter of your lifestyle? And you can learn that from dogs. If you're a dog lover, you already know how quickly most dogs usually they let go. So learning from them and making this as a lifestyle that, you know what, I just don't take tensions. I just don't take worries. I don't like control. I'm just flowing. Life is like a river and I'm just flowing with it. I don't need to create any resistance. I don't need to swim against the flow. Life is just happening and I'm really enjoying who I'm, whatever I'm experiencing here, whatever I'm creating here. Life can be easy and you can be a living example of that ease. And the last one is take some help. If you're not able to do all of this, if you still feel anxious and nervous and you still doubt your decisions too much, take some help. It's okay to take help. Actually, it's a requirement to take help. So I'm very happy if you want my help. If you want to work with somebody else, some other life coach or a healer or a counselor, please go to them. If you feel you want to work with me, I have a couple of slots available. So I'll put a link to book a one-to-one session with me and we can explore this together. But please take help. Taking help will get you to the next level of your life. You will be doing the work, but you will have a really deep support in your life when you take help. And you're not meant to be walking down this journey alone. Genuinely consider taking help. And I hope this was a useful session. What did you learn? Put something in the comments so I know that, oh, this was the most resonating point for you in the whole conversation. I hope to see you soon again in the next video. And till then, feel free to check out the other videos on my YouTube channel. I hope you have a lighter next few weeks ahead. Enjoy.